Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Beautiful sunrise. Good morning, Tony. Aloha, brother. Peter Morton, good to see you. It was great having the Man Cave meetup the other morning. Seeing all you guys there. Beautiful sunrise today in Cocoa Beach. We're reading from paragraph 241. If you look at the title of the show itself, it shows you what paragraph number we are in the Catholic Catechism. This is our second time to read through the Catechism. It takes us about 3 years. But what we love about it is everybody here shares with each other. Even if you're watching this on a delayed basis, be sure and leave your comments. It really develops a sense of, you know, ohana, as we say in Hawaii. Hey, Jane, good to see you.
Aloha.
One of the coolest books of the Bible is the Gospel of John. John had a very unique perspective on Jesus because he took care of Mary. After Jesus ascended into heaven, John took care of Mary. Can you imagine all the things she shared with him? Think about all the things Jesus shared with Mary in his youth, not just her watching him grow up, but the deep. She was his number one student, right? And the early church fathers teach us that. Well, the Bible tells us that when Jesus was young, after his bar mitzvah, I guess you would call it, that he went home and he submitted himself to his parents and grew in stature before both God and man. But it's interesting because the early church fathers said that the same thing, in a sense, happened to Mary, that she grew in stature before both God and man as well because she was being instructed by her sons. I wonder if he told her anything cosmic, you know, like, dude, let me tell you what it's like in heaven, you know? Probably, because John came up with this most incredible passage in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Logos, the Word of God, the Father's thought and intention, Logos, Jesus, the Word of God, the Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So cool. Philosophically, from a philosophical point of view, the teaching is just so powerful. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons with one nature. There can only be one God. For this reason, the apostles confessed Jesus to be the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. As the image of the invisible God, as the radiance of the glory of God and the very stamp of his nature. So, there it says right there. That's in John 1, Colossians 1:15, Hebrews 1:3. Consubstantial, one nature. Following this apostolic tradition, the church confessed at the first ecumenical council in Nicaea, in the year 325, that the Son is consubstantial with the Father. Very significant word. There's a great battle there to understand who Jesus is. That he is not the highest created being like the Mormons teach. That goes back to the Arian heresy that was defeated at this ecumenical council. They taught that there is God, and then he created his son as the highest person, maybe even a demiurge or a demigod, but not equal with the Father or not the Father. But we understand that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father are all one nature. So there is only one God. Jesus is consubstantial. Hey, Keith Nestor, good to see you, brah. He's got a great testimony. Hey, Sean Church, aloha. Hey, Dan Barta. You should check out our Berwastic Adventure interview with Keith. It's awesome. So I'm going to read this again. Following this apostolic tradition, the church with a capital C, that's the Catholic Church, confessed at the first ecumenical council at Nicaea, that's where we get the Nicene Creed, that the Son is consubstantial with the Father, that is the only one, that is one only God with him. The second ecumenical council held at Constantinople in 381 kept this expression in its formulation of the Nicene Creed and confessed the only, sorry, hard to hold my coffee cup and read this, the only begotten Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, so he was not made, eternally begotten. That means there, Arian said there was a time when Jesus was not. St. Valentine got pretty upset about that and punched him out, as the tradition tells us. And it was a real battle. But there never was a time when Jesus was not. Jesus always has been. He's eternal. Always was, always will be, eternally begotten of the Father. How do you understand that? You can't. The Father and the Son revealed by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, capital S. Before his Passover, Jesus announced the sending of another paraclete. You need to become friends with the Holy Spirit. People forget to talk to him. He's the advocate. The reason why you forget to talk to him is because the Holy Spirit's always pointing at Jesus and pointing at the Father. But this is the age of the Holy Spirit, right? The spouse. The Holy Spirit is this. The Holy Spirit was sent by Jesus at Pentecost to lead us into all truth. So become good friends with the Holy Spirit. At work, since creation, having previously spoken through the prophets, the Spirit will now be with and in the disciples to teach them and guide them into some of the truth. Oh, Keith's going to get mad if I don't fix that. No, did you lead them into all the truth? Good morning, Mark Kilgore. Good to see you. Hope your trip went well in Nebraska and you didn't get pulled over for speeding like I did 30 years ago or however long ago that was. The Holy Spirit will lead us into all the truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fall on us afresh, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is thus revealed as another divine person with Jesus and the Father, three persons with one nature. The eternal origin of the Holy Spirit is revealed in his mission in time. The Spirit is sent to the apostles and to the church, both by the Father in the name of the Son and by the Son in person, once he had returned to the Father. Can you imagine what a dramatic change was intended when the Holy Spirit fell at Pentecost? I remember when the Holy Spirit fell on me when I was baptized in the Spirit at the age of 19. I went from being a person to being blown away person. The love of God that filled my heart. The infusion of God's of faith, of the ability to pray and ask for healing and to pray in the Spirit, to pray in tongues in the love language, and to just lay hands on people and discern and pray and press forward, always pressing forward, the feeling in the Holy Spirit of excitement. I remember when I was miraculously healed of a horrible back situation that would at times just leave me in bed for weeks at a time, and then the Holy Spirit showing up and miraculously healing me. Praise the Lord. Now I'm a world champion tandem surfer. I lift women over my head in acrobatic lifts and surf, you know, overhead waves, winning a couple world titles. And guess what? It's only because the Holy Spirit healed me. So all glory to the Lord, right? I had 13 years of extreme pain, and then the Lord healed me. So for those of you who are in need of a healing, believe God for healing. Holy Spirit, increase our faith. So the eternal origin of the Holy Spirit is revealed in His mission in time. The Spirit is sent to the apostles and to the church, both by the Father in the name of the Son and by the Son in person, once He had returned to the Father. The sending of the person of the Spirit after Jesus' glorification reveals in its fullness the mystery of the Holy Trinity. And I just love that. When Jesus said to the Father, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son. And from that moment, His passion began, right? From that moment, the passion, the death, the suffering, that was what Jesus called glorify your Son. The death, the cross, the grave, the stone rolling away, the resurrection, the time on earth, the ascension to heaven, the glorification of Jesus, and then Him sending the Holy Spirit. So praise God for the Holy Spirit. I'll let you guys enjoy this beautiful sunrise. So I just want to ask you guys a favor. I'm trying something new with our Deep Adventure web store at the deepadventure.com website. I sent out a mailing to all the people who have bought there in the past. So if you bought some stuff there in the past, can you message me and let me know you got that? And also, if you see it pop up on the Facebook feed, message me to let me know that too, because we're just learning something new that our Square app that we use is letting us do. And if you haven't checked out our web store in a while, we got these great t-shirts, Man of God t-shirts. We've got the Spiritual Ammo Kit. We just announced it yesterday, and we're already making some sales. And that web store, you know, it's one of the ways we support our ministry. We definitely need all the help we can get. Okay, I love you guys. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, ahui ho, aloha, viva Cristo Rey.
Hey, man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Woznick radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.